attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole
and Kevin Smith.
Welcome to another episode of 69 Cent Special. On today's episode, we talk about another VHS.
Surprising.
I know, right? All multiple episodes we've done so far. This one's called Awakening the Human... Sorry. Turn on the Human Calculator in You.
It's much more sexual than Awaken.
Much more sexual.
I can't wait to learn how the Human Calculator in me can get aroused.
Right? I think I have a TI-83 inside me.
I don't need to know the model number of your dildo.
It's a butt plug, sir.
It can play Doom.
If I could play Doom on a butt plug, I would never leave the house.
I mean, that's our new single.
Doom on a butt plug?
Doom on a butt plug.
Doom on a butt plug.
Doom on a butt plug.
Two bits.
Doom on a butt plug.
That's going to be good for the
ears. So this one stars Density Frangelman.
We just looked him up.
I just looked him up. Scott Flansburgh,
mm-hmm.
who you looked up info on.
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you
pull? Oh, you want me to...
Yeah, pull up.
You want me to talk about...
Talk about...
That information that I looked up.
Senator Flansman.
Watch it.
Sorry.
Scott Flansburgh. He is often called a mental calculator.
Mm.
He's dubbed multiple times as the Human Calculator and was entered into the Guinness Book of World Records.
World Records.
He was entered into the Guinness Book of World Records for speed of mental calculation. Basically, he can do math faster in his head than a person can do it on a calculator. And recent scientific studies have shown that he can do math in his head faster than he can say the result.
He's fucking good.
The dude's good at maths.
Yeah, he is good at maths.
So I'm looking forward to learning how to, you know, add some numbers together.
Mm-hmm. We will get to see him. Now, this video is from 1991.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the previous videos we did was from 1999.
Right.
So this is almost a decade older.
Right.
Older than that one. So this one, we're probably going to get the late 80s, 90s.
Yes. Arguably the more aesthetic of the 90s.
Yes. Is that the one with more poofy, like, jackets?
Brighter
colors?
Windbreakers.
Okay.
Rollerblades were still getting big.
Okay.
You got stuff like... this is where jazz pattern, like, starts.
Perfect. I mean, looking at this...
The box is a fucking work of art.
It's like a peach gradient.
Mm-hmm.
There's a purple gradient on the side of the front, but just numbers.
Just numbers.
There's also, for some reason, December 28th, 1963 equals Saturday.
That's his birthday.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah,
that's sweet. And something 30, 1956 equals 2. And then we've got a bunch of numbers in different fonts, lots of bright colors.
Basically, if you've seen the cover of like a fourth or fifth grade math textbook,
yeah.
You're looking at it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to read the back of this one.
Please do it.
Let's see. Motivation through mathematics.
Which spelling of through is that?
T-H-R-U.
Okay, perfect. The incorrect one.
T-H-R-U. Okay. Media Arts International is
What are they?
Yes. Media Arts International is pleased to present Scott Flansburgh, ellipses, the Human Calculator TM. This exciting program is designed to reach students, parents, teachers, and anyone experiencing math anxiety with the simple message, ellipses, math can be fun!
Can it?
No.
Oh.
Through demonstrations in the classroom and personal instruction, Scott offers unique and enlightening approaches to overcoming math anxiety. This program helps renew self-confidence, ellipses, not only in math, but in all areas of life. And we actually have two poll quotes here. We've got one from Larry McBiles, lovely name, he is the Deputy Associate Superintendent of the Arizona Department of Education,
oh.
Who says...
So this hits home for you.
Yeah, because I went to elementary school in Arizona. Scott offers young people an insight into mathematics and the powerful role that it plays in their life. Students become encouraged that mathematics is an area in which they can become successful. I mean, math is important.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have one from Mary Hatfield, PhD, mathematics educator at ASU, director of the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics.
Okay.
This also hits home because I went to U of A, ASU's rival school. Scott's compelling energy and love of mathematics are infectious. Through various activities, Scott instills a sense of mathematical empowerment that helps diffuse math anxiety. There's a big theme of math anxiety, but this... From the title, I don't hear, like, Math and You, How to Beat Math Anxiety. This is, arouse the human calculator in you so it gets a math boner.
Right.
And then makes you have mathgasms out your mouth. Like, I'm not getting... Like, there's a lot of mention of math anxiety, which is great because some people have it. And actually, I was watching a video about something called dyscalculia, which is sort of the mathematical equivalent of dyslexia.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they're referring to, but you can't really teach that.
So, school kids often are intimidated by math because you have to do all the calculations, like, on paper and stuff.
Sure.
And that... Especially how we were taught how to do that stuff in elementary school and how they're taught how to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, like, backwards.
Sure.
And I think what this is intending to do is teach you how it can be intuitive.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I basically, like, all the ways I learned through elementary school how to do math, I sort of, I don't want to say ignored, but as I did more and more math, because I did a lot of math courses, I just taught myself different tricks in how my brain works.
Sure.
So, like, everything about, like, essentially ignore the problem at hand and try to reduce it down to math you know really quickly, and then you can put the rest back in.
Yeah, my mom taught me how to do that.
Yeah, stuff like that.
That's so, how my mom was just straight up taught.
Yeah, that's a really good way to teach, because it removes a lot of burden from your head.
Well, I think that's what he's doing here.
He probably will be.
My prediction for this is that is literally what he's teaching you how to do.
I have a feeling there's also going to be a lot of showing off.
Full disclosure, we screened this once.
We watched, like, the first couple minutes.
And it was just showing off.
It was just like, hey, give me 2 3-digit numbers. And then he'll do the like, blah, 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 times, blah, blah. And he would do the mathematics, the calculation.
And he would race the kids who were on calculator.
Exactly. And then be like, it's scrumply 12. And they'll be like, oh yeah, well, fuck, wow. But, I mean, it looks kind of fun.
I mean, worst case scenario, we learn a thing or two about math.
Yeah, 47 minutes. That's a lot of math.
But not as long as our last...
65 minutes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We did also look up the company that put this out, Media Arts International.
And they do not know how to build a website.
Either that, or they don't exist in the same capacity anymore. Because what you described when you read their website was very different than this.
Yeah, it did not include making videotapes.
It was something about, like...
They can do sound stuff.
Power, yeah, corporate presentation stuff.
Yeah.
Now, this might, because this was, like, a presentation.
Right, but so, this is definitely, like, one that was sold on shelves. Sure.
Also, I wanted to mention that at the bottom here, there's a design credit.
Mm-hmm.
Design copyright 1991 by McMonagall and Spooner.
We didn't look them up.
We didn't look them up. I just like their names.
Yeah. McGonagall and Spoony.
Yes, exactly. Hogwarts and the internet coming together to make a beautiful disaster of a VHS box.
God, it's so pretty.
It's so good. There's also, like, a cartoon calculator with glasses here, and his mouth says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, 0. I assume that's supposed to be Scott Flansburg.
Like, that's his persona?
Mm-hmm. You also saw a more recent picture of Scott Flansburg.
I did. Yeah. He was on a couch with Regis Philbin and Larry King.
Fuck.
And... It was like watching a dad on a couch next to 2 corpses. Because it was like, this is like a modern day ass photo.
Yeah.
And like Larry King's old.
He is already like lichdom status.
And Regis Philbin's pretty old.
He's pretty old.
So like, yeah. It's just a weird photo to include on your like business website.
But we're going to get to see past...
We're going to see him
Scott
in his prime.
Flansburg. Yeah, in his 1991 prime.
This guy has been on basically every talk show known to man. He's been
he can
on,
do math real quick.
He's been on Oprah.
Damn.
There's a very good picture of him.
And you get a calculation.
On Oprah's, like, the famous couch.
Oh, wow. The one that Tom Cruise jumped on?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He actually calculated how many times he jumped on it.
Wow.
It was like 4.
Speaking of calculation, you guys calculate how long it takes for us to watch this video, and we'll be right back. Really clunky.
We already told them.
I know. Well, we told them it was 47 minutes long, but in podcast land, it's going to be like 3 seconds. We're not cutting that. Two digit numbers?
Like
5 2-digit numbers.
Okay. 27.
Okay.
94.
Okay.
31.
Okay.
29.
Okay.
And 52.
52. Okay.
Watch this, guys. You might be saying to yourself, he's just adding them on paper. You are slightly right, but he's doing it weird.
221?
Oh, shit, I didn't check it.
Yeah.
What were the numbers?
I probably got that wrong. 27,
mm-hmm.
94,
mm-hmm.
31,
mm-hmm.
29,
mm-hmm.
52.
What did you say it was?
221?
No, you're wrong. It's 233. Fuck! So we learned a lot.
Yeah.
This nerdlinger in a pink shirt with a rat tail taught us how to almost add things properly.
It was surprisingly cool.
It was eye-opening.
It really was.
We were fully ready to give this tape a lot of shit.
Yeah, we were like, oh god. Okay, it starts immediately with like a warning about copyright. Yeah, cool.
Which is the main reason why we didn't copy it, wink wink. It wasn't because we fucked up.
It's not because the VHS is weird. But then it jumps right into it, and it's him with a fucking easel pad, blank mm-hmm. easel pad, and a huge-ass fucking marker.
That's a big marker.
Talking to a decent group of various age groups.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting.
Yeah.
Like, he taught a lot of really neat mental math tricks.
Like, I'm actually going to take these and put them into practice.
Yeah, these are really cool. The quick addition, like, traditionally you learn how to add numbers right to left.
Right. You do the ones, then you do the tens, then you do the hundreds.
Right. He showed you how you could do it left to right a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit less bookkeeping in your head.
Right. Because you are actually adding it up.
Yes. I completely fucked up mine.
You did.
But I... Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. That okay. I know where I fucked up.
Is it because your columns were fucked up?
No. It was because I missed a carry. But...
You don't have to carry. You just, like, count.
I know. Well, I missed keeping track of something.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it was a lot of really cool stuff. He showed some really wild multiplication tricks.
Those multiplication tricks, like, we thought, oh, that one's cool. And then it's like, and you can do it this way, and it's a little bit faster. And it's like, what?
Holy shit.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, but if they're really big, you can just casually, like, just do it in 5 seconds.
Yeah. So get this. So let's say you had 95 times 94, which normally you'd be like, oh, fuck, that's a lot of math.
That's a big number.
It's a big number. 95 is 5 away from 100.
Uh-huh.
94 is 6 away from 100.
Yes.
So you take 95 minus 6
mm-hmm.
is 89. Multiply 6 times 5 is 30. So the total is 8930.
What was the number?
It was 95 times 94. If I get this wrong again, I'm just never going to do math again in my life.
8930?
Fuck yeah! Yeah! Got that one!
Yep.
Yeah.
So... That was so easy.
It was such
and
a cool
did that
trick
in like a second and a half.
Yeah, like, and then he said if it's slightly over 100, you just instead of subtracting from that first number, you add. And I'm like, this is really cool.
I highly recommend looking up this guy's stuff,
Scott Flansburgh, because not only like I was waiting for just a dude showing off some math and doing some weird tricks, but he was genuinely good at teaching.
Right, because he knew he was teaching to, like, a grade school audience primarily.
Right, grade school, middle school, maybe around there.
Yeah.
It was a good
They knew what long division was, generally, except that one kid in the hat.
That one kid in the hat. It was the hat keeping his brains out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Not keeping them in, like you would expect.
No, he takes them out of his head to put his hat on. And then the hat doesn't let his brains come back. It's how hats work.
Is that how hats work?
No.
Oh.
But a dunce cap is used to funnel the knowledge of God into your head.
We learned that at trivia.
Learned that at trivia night.
We also learned how many people were in the Bastille. 7.
Fucking 7.
Yeah.
God damn it.
But no, this was really interesting. And like, It's going to save a lot of time, I think.
It really, really, really does.
Definitely definitely check this guy out. You probably won't be able to find this videotape, because...
No, but apparently he's made a bunch of different tapes, at least.
You can look.
Let me see.
You can look him up.
Let me see if he's on YouTube.
He's probably not. He tends to do, like, a touring circuit.
Ah.
Where he does shows like that.
Let me see. I just want to see if it's just... Fuck. No, thanks. Scott... Flansburgh with a U.
Yes, it's a U.
Relearning Math with Scott Flansburgh. Math Magic Number Secrets of the Human Calculator by Scott Flansburgh.
Okay.
He's got a channel.
You could probably find some of his shit.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend it. Especially if you're like, if you're in like school still, stop listening to this. But if you're like me, and you went to film school because you're bad at math, this could be like a real big lifesaver. Is this the exact one?
Our video might be on YouTube. Let's double check. Oh, is it just audio?
No.
This is...
That's different.
It's like an audio CD version of it.
Yeah.
Anyway...
But you could very easily find this guy's principles on the internet.
Right. Yeah, but like, I seriously was expecting just to be like, oh, yeah, whatever, a guy showing off his math. But like halfway through this video, it was in the multiplication section. I started writing down stuff, and halfway through, I was just like, no, I'm just gonna sit back and listen. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah, we stopped taking notes.
Yeah, like the only important notes we have are, let's see. The crowd was pretty good. Like they were mm-hmm. playing along. I think they were there to genuinely learn. And
uh-huh.
you had a note about one of the persons that walked up.
I had a lot of notes.
You had a lot of notes. You had more than me.
So first off, I was like, look at this nerdlinger. That's my first one.
Oh, naturally.
Because the guy looks like you would expect. This was 1991.
Sure.
Nobody knew how to dress.
He had a pink polo.
He had a pink polo, which... I loved.
It was a great shirt.
Guy was rocking pink. But he looked like a young math professor.
Oh, he definitely did.
But on Casual Friday, the I don't know if you noticed the math stuff behind him also had a galaxy in the background.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Yeah, I was too entranced by him.
In space.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that. I was entranced by his mathematical teachings.
Yeah, he had a rat tail. The transitions were lovely.
Oh, they were like...
It was a checkerboard, normally. It was,
yeah, like a checkerboard, blue checkerboard transition.
Which, video toaster.
It's gotta be.
It's gotta be video toaster. It's gotta be
video toast. But there was one lady in particular that came up, had...
a bright yellow shirt.
Yes.
Or no, it was a red shirt.
It was a red shirt with a yellow, giant yellow question mark on it.
Lady Riddler.
It was definitely Lady... It had to be Lady Riddler.
She was there either to tell Batman a riddle or to give you free money from the government.
There was also a girl who came up with the loudest shirt I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And the right side of her hair had a bow in it, mm-hmm. and the left side of her hair was braided. And I'm like, my God, the goals. 80s have spawned this.
Goals.
Squad goals.
Hashtag squad goals.
Hashtag hair squad goals.
Now, I don't want to nitpick
okay.
the tape.
But you will.
He fucked up.
He did fuck up. There was one point where he was teaching...
We were doing division.
He was teaching quick, long division.
Mm-hmm. Which is hard.
It is hard.
But he was teaching it, and the... I forget what the numbers were.
Me too.
But I know what the answer was.
He was dividing... One...
149 divided by 7.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because the answer was 21.5.
Yes.
But...
Which doesn't... It might have been 140...
It was something where the...
It was... long story short, he got it wrong.
Yeah, because he said it was 21.3.
Yeah, fucking... get with the picture, bro.
It was mostly because he was trying...
150... Something.
Yeah, 150 something.
But if you multiply a 0.5 by 7, it gets a 0.5. I don't know.
It
was with
real
six.
Calculator.
It was with six.
It was with six?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it was.
No, it was 129.
129.
Yes.
Divided by six.
Yes.
Real quick, do that math.
Yep.
No. See if we're idiots.
Let's see if we're idiots, folks.
You folks, strap in. The answer is yes.
Bam.
Boom. Sound of my damn...
The math goes on and on and on and on and on.
God, I'm going to ace that math test I have to do.
Right?
but, yeah, so he was trying to work it out with, like, a grade school girl.
Mm-hmm.
Not to bust any nuts about grade... We're going to back that one up. Not to bust any chops.
There you go. I'm going to bust some nuts.
Don't. Not to bust any chops of any grade school girls, which is why I stopped that joke.
Good stopping.
But he was running out of time for her to be up.
Yes.
Because I think he understood that he was on a strict time limit.
Yep.
So he like sort of let her get it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was off by 2. Because they said 21.3.
Yeah.
But otherwise, the man's a fucking wizard.
He is... absolutely incredible.
My favorite trick was the birth date.
Dude, right? He has this formula.
He could guess what day
of the week.
Of the week. Any particular date is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's month, day, year.
Mm-hmm.
And
in the 1900s.
Is it only in the 1900s? He doesn't tell us how to adjust it for the 2000s?
It'll be 100 and higher. So you know that when you add the year, because uh-huh. He just adds the last two digits of the year.
Right.
So if it's 2000, it's like 2000 will be 100.
Oh, I see.
I think that still works.
Okay.
Yeah. It should still work.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We might try it.
We won't try it. No.
But yeah, so there's not a whole lot funny.
No, there's not here. A lot, like, other than...
We were genuinely...
Generally entranced. Genuinely, like, and generally entranced.
That was a really cool tape.
It was a really cool tape. I grabbed it from Goodwill and was like, oh, this is going to be just hilarious.
It's going to be like cheesy and bad.
And you know what? I think I may actually practice these tricks.
Right?
Yeah. Like fuck it. Like,
I'm going to impress
it didn't feel like 47 minutes.
It didn't. That was the craziest thing. Like, the last thing that we did, how can I make real friends?
Uh-huh.
Not to date this episode.
Yeah, not to immediately chronologically address this episode.
Even though this is episode 2.
Get out of here.
But that one was 65 minutes and it felt like 4 years.
It felt like 4 damn years. Like, after the first segment of that video stopped, I was like, how long has it been? I think I've aged. And it was 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the modern day drama, in air quotes, was 45 minutes. And it felt like a feature-length goddamn movie.
Yeah.
And so that was near... It wasn't, like, torturously bad, but it just felt drawn out.
It felt much, much longer than it was. This felt a lot shorter.
This was short, quick. Like, there were sections that felt like they were a minute long, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. What the fuck? We're flying through this shit.
Yeah. But I feel like I understood most of it.
I did, too. He was very succinct.
Yeah.
It was good. I don't know... What do we want to talk about?
So, like, what was your worst, like, math experience?
Ooh.
Because you do a lot more math than I do.
I do a lot of math.
Because you do programming and stuff.
Yes, which has surprisingly little math.
Does it have little math? That's why I stopped doing it.
Web development, like, you just have to do addition, essentially. You have to know addition.
Are you telling me that I stopped doing computer stuff because of the math, and I didn't need to stop doing it because of the math?
Yeah. The
son of a bitch.
The things that require a lot more math are like computer graphics, which requires a lot of fucking math.
I don't want to do
that. But like web development, no. If you can add things,
well, you know, and now we have a great tool.
We have a great tool. It's called how to arouse the human calculator in you.
My inner human calculator was aroused.
So my inner human calculator is asleep after a cigarette after this movie.
Yeah, he's in a sex coma.
I had a brain creaming from this. And it felt amazing.
So what was your worst math experience?
My worst math experience. It's going to be fairly benign because I haven't had many bad math experiences.
Sure, sure.
But I remember I was in Calc BC through high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an AP course.
Sure.
Not to pat my own back or anything.
That's Calc before Christ.
Exactly. It was calculus before it was invented. And the very last section was on sequences and series, which is always something I've had trouble with.
Sure.
Conceptually, it's pretty weird.
Mm-hmm.
Especially infinite series.
Right.
But we had maybe a week before the AP test to cover a bunch of stuff. And yeah. So we sort of rocketed through it.
Mm-hmm.
And the two last questions on the Calc BC exam were both infinite series questions. I think I got most of it. But with the Calc BC test, there's also Calc AB
mm-hmm.
and Calc BC. When you take Calc BC, you get a score for both Calc BC and Calc AB because mm-hmm. it's sort of like a superset.
Right.
So I got like a 5 on the AB because I was like, I aced all that easy stuff. But then BC, I got a 3, which is not bad.
Okay.
But yeah, those infinite series, man. The most mind-blowing experiences are watching any fucking video on Numberphile.
Oh, yeah.
Subscribe to Numberphile.
Do that if you really like
math.
Boring numbers.
Oh, Graham's number is cool. Graham's number is the largest number used in a constructive proof.
And what is that proof?
It's a proof about committees of people and moving people between those groups. It's a really weird, like, map theory mm-hmm. question, but, like, what is the minimum number of groups you need before you have to have a certain number of colors of connections and things like that? And Graham's number is fucking massive, and it's, the answer of this proof is somewhere between Graham's number and, like, 6, which in math terms is a fairly narrow range. But, I can explain Graham's number real quick. So, you know, 3 to the 3rd. 3 cubed.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a notation called Knuth up arrow notation, or Knuth up arrow notation.
Okay.
So 3 cubed is uh-huh. 3 up arrow 3.
Yeah, the up caret.
Easy. 3 double up arrow 3 is 3 to the 3rd to the 3rd. It's a tower of 3. One tower of 3s. Three
okay.
3s. And that is a very large number. That's 3 to the 9th power, which is a very large number. So you can see how you add arrows and it becomes, it explodes. The value explodes.
Sure, sure.
So
that's why they call them exponents.
Yeah. 3 triple arrow 3
uh-huh.
is huge. And, like, I don't fully know how to explain what 3 triple up arrow 3 is,
uh-huh.
but we start there.
Okay.
Then we take that many arrows and put them between 3s. Then we take that number, put that many arrows between 3s, and you do that 64 more times. We know Graham's number ends in a 3. It's this humongously cool number.
Hey, folks. This is TJ in the editing room. Yeah, we're not Numberphile. Graham's number actually ends in a 7. Don't take any of this as actual math advice. Just, we're gonna harp on the 3 thing, but yeah, it's wrong. It's 7, which I know it completely changes your life, but I needed to get that corrected because it's the internet. All right. No, back to the show.
It's huge and it's amazing. And
you know it ends in a 3?
Yes. The number is so large that if our brains were to contain the entirety of that number, it would collapse into a black hole.
If our brains did that.
If we were able to hold the entirety of Graham's number in a thought,
uh-huh.
our brain would collapse into a black hole because the information density of our brain would be higher than its Schwarzschild rate. Information density would be so high that it would collapse into a black hole.
So it's big. Is what you're
saying. It's fucking big. It's a big old number.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the answer to the proof is somewhere between that impossible number...
And 6.
And 6.
Yes, it used to be between that impossible number and 3, but then another proof came out that said, no, I really narrowed it down. It's between Graham's number and 6.
Listen, knowing that it can't possibly
be... 12, I don't fucking remember. It's some small number.
Look, I'm not a math person, but I could have just had Wikipedia open and shown that it started at 6, which I got right. Then it went to 11, then it went to 13. I'm talking about the lower bound of this Graham's number proof thing. I don't have to correct it, but you know what? I will, because it's going to bug me for the rest of the time if I don't. So yeah, I'm not gonna interrupt again because I don't think we talk about Grand Number anymore. Okay, bye.
Knowing that it probably can't possibly be the number five.
True.
Changes a lot.
It changes a lot of things. I'm not being facetious.
I know.
It changes the fact that it can't be five. I mean, that's a big change.
That's in and of itself, that's self-evident.
Yeah. What was your math?
One time I had to make change.
And I was like,
No, this asshole, I was working at a popular coffee house chain.
Okay.
Once upon a time.
I'm going to guess Walmart.
It was.
Okay.
No. This jerk, this asshole, who I will call asshole.
Subtle.
Listen, I hate him.
Yeah.
He buys like two coffees.
For himself?
No. It was, okay. He was buying like four coffees, I think.
For himself?
No, for, okay. He was buying them for like his office or whatever.
Got it. No, he's the coffee bitch.
Yeah. He was the coffee bitch of that day.
Yeah.
And, he pays me with a fucking $100.
Cool.
And this wasn't like four like special coffees that would like rack up the total and would make the number easy on me. No, it was four small coffees. Motherfucker pays with $100. Now, I have a computer that does it for me.
Uh-huh.
But like, I still have to figure out how to most efficiently do that.
Yeah.
And that took me an embarrassing amount of time.
But I mean, like, my God.
Right. The guy could have paid me with a fucking like 20.
Oh, easily.
Like, that would have been easy.
You would have been less flustered.
Right. And there was a line, by the way.
Ugh.
And I should note, when it was a regular coffee, I had to make all the coffees before I charged.
Really?
Yeah. Because that was my job as the guy at the front.
Oh, okay.
Was to get the regular coffees. So I had to make four regular coffees. I had to ask him individually which ones wanted room for cream. I had to note which ones had room for cream.
Cream always wins.
He did not order any corn.
Oh.
I would have done anything.
I would have ordered corn. Could you have a mocha frappuccino with corn, please?
I'm sorry?
Just put corn on it.
Sir, I can't. Corn?
Smother that baby in corn.
I don't have corn.
Can you get me whipped butter?
I can get you whipped cream.
Is that related to butter?
Sort of. It's dairy.
Can you put corn in it?
I cannot put corn in anything. I have no corn.
I'll just have the frappuccino.
Which kind?
Mocha.
Okay. Do you want any? We've revealed which place I work at.
I know.
Worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I don't work there anymore. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's fine. I think literally everyone on the planet knows what that place is.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts.
Exactly.
Dunkin' Donuts might have corn.
You know? Probably not.
But they might. Fuck was that?
So I got a text message.
You got a text message? Is it for corn?
Yes, my lover, corn.
So I haven't really had very many mind-blowing like math things.
Yeah.
Except for this, obviously.
Dude, this was incredible.
But like, I remember when. Do you remember being in elementary school? Did your elementary school do this where there was these like long sheets of like simple math problems?
Like a grid of them?
It was a sheet of them.
Yeah, like a sheet with like it's like 12 plus 7, blah blah blah. Yeah. Well, I also did like over the summer my parents would have like books that were designed for like, oh, you're going between second and third grade. Here's a book to remember what the fuck you learned in second grade.
Those would be handy.
Yeah.
Because I know I forgot everything.
Yeah, I still did. I just did them because every time I finished a couple pages, I'd get a Star Wars The Trading Card Game booster pack.
That's the best, nerdiest thing I've ever heard about you.
Fucking, remember that game?
The
Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah, I had that game.
This was not the Decipher one. This was the one that the first set was Attack of the Clones.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I had the one before that.
The Decipher one?
The one where you had like the Force like cards and you had to pay
for it. There were Imperial back and Rebel back?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Decipher
one. Yeah, I had that one.
No, I never played that one, though I heard a lot of interesting stuff about it.
The art was fun.
The art was cool.
Because it was all 3D models.
Yes. But no, this was not good, this game.
This game was not good?
But I got a foil Anakin.
And so you were now devoted.
I hate sand.
Hates sand, loves corn. These are the two things you need to know about TJ.
I actually don't mind sand. Unless it's like really coarse sand.
If it's coarse and rough and gets everywhere?
It gets everywhere, yeah. Including my beehole.
So you hate sand?
I hate sand. But
what if it's corn sand?
You mean cornmeal?
Yeah.
Corn sand.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call it corn sand from
That's
now
what on. It basically is.
Can I just get some corn sand? I'm sorry, what? Corn sand.
Sir, we don't sell corn sand.
Are you sure? You put it in for like the biscuits.
Do you mean cornmeal?
No, I'd like to eat a cornmeal fork with the corn sand.
How am I supposed to have a cornmeal made of cornbread?
Without the corn sand, I need to mix into the goddamn cornbread.
I'd like to have a cornmeal. Fuck you. There were... So I was like second fastest.
With those sheets, yeah.
In like my fifth grade class.
Mm-hmm.
And I was super proud. I still remember that my motherfucking rival's name was Antonio.
Antonio.
If you're listening to this, Antonio, you're not.
Antonio.
You're not listening to this.
Got him. Nailed it.
I know this for a fact, because I think you have better things to do with your life. I hope you're successful.
Yeah. Enjoy it. Best wishes.
Love, Kevin.
XOXO.
P.S. Eat my shit.
I'm better at basic math than you.
Well, I wasn't, though.
He wasn't, though.
Legitimately, I wasn't.
But now you've got a trick up your sleeve, because you've aroused the human calculator in you!
It was like single-digit multiplication.
I know, but, I mean, it's still important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I learned all the rules.
Like all the tables?
All the tables via the tricks.
I love those tricks, dude. That was when I was in honors math, and they taught me all those tricks. Mm-hmm. They blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
so that cool. That's actually my first mind blow.
Yeah.
For math. Yeah. Like, it was the tricks.
Whenever you have something that's multiplied by 9, all its digits add up to 9. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so cool.
I believe 4, the last two digits, have to be divisible by 4.
That's cool.
Correct me if I'm wrong on that, internet. You will.
Invariably.
But yeah, so
that's pretty sweet.
And that rule carries over to 8.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
6 is has to be divisible by 2 and 3.
Yes.
So it will always be even.
Yes.
So really you just have to figure out if it's divisible by 3 and even.
Mm-hmm. Steven.
Because I don't think 3 has any even numbers other than 30 and multiples of that.
3 times 8 is 24.
Okay, so it has few.
3 times 4 is 12. When it's multiplied by an even number.
Sure.
Yeah.
But those are also divisible by 6.
You're absolutely right.
There you go.
Yeah.
7 is a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't do more stuff with 7s.
Because that's a tough one. And, the one thing he also did miss. When he was talking about subtraction, he said mm-hmm. he used, like, negative addition.
Yeah.
But he never did a situation where... Now, granted, this could be because he's teaching kids that haven't learned the concept of negative numbers yet.
Right.
But he did nothing where it was a smaller number minus a larger number.
I think that's probably because it doesn't work.
Probably.
Mostly because, like, that... Really, cosmically...
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But if he flip-floppied them and just put a negative sign in front of it...
That should work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really, cosmically, you don't need to worry about it.
No, not at all.
Because,
like, 4 minus 2 is 2. 2 minus 4 is negative 2.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that that proves that it works for all numbers, but...
Therefore, also see also, therefore, such that...
A equals B, therefore, B always equals C.
We got the math down.
I went to a rhetoric class. I failed it.
Therefore, unto A is an element of the set of real numbers. I'm going to make up a new real number.
Okay.
Thrumple.
How big is thrumple?
It's between squev
mm-hmm.
and shorts teen.
Was it Graham's number?
Yes.
Is it between Graham's number and six?
Yes. Oh, fuck. So, yeah, I mean...
There's really nothing...
Nothing more than, like, check out stuff by, Brent Rambo?
Scott Flansburg? Brent Rambo?
Brent Rambo. I bet he's doing fine. But, yeah, no, check it out. You'll learn, like, he even says at the end, like... he had some really sweet remarks about, like...
Oh, yeah, like...
This will teach you can do anything. Like,
really, cosmically, like, these kids... They started getting a lot more confident in going up to solve these problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you could tell some of the older kids were like, oh, yeah, this shit's easy.
Mm-hmm. Fucking great school. Fucking grade school shit.
Yeah, yeah, because they're in grade school.
Right?
But
he was saying, like, a lot of you probably had trouble with math, but this should show you can do math. Like,
you have to practice it a little bit.
Yeah, but if you try, you'll get good. And that applies to everything in life.
Really? So the best advice that this mathematician can give you is get good, scrub.
Yeah, exactly. By practicing.
Yeah, that's how you get good.
And hugs.
Hugs?
I don't know. I assume. But then, yeah.
No hugs in math.
Yeah, he also said, yeah, it was mainly like you can do it. It was really, really great.
It was pretty inspirational. Yeah. I can see why he does talks with, like, business people.
Yes.
Because
most of them need to do some...
Confidants.
Math every now and then.
Occasionally.
Yeah, you know, you never know.
Although this is sort of made a little bit obsolete by the fact that we now have hyper-powerful calculators in our pocket at all times.
Well, sure, but even like you were saying in the intro, he can answer them before people can type them into a calculator.
That's true, he can.
And if you can learn that skill, and it's all, at that point, just brain memory.
Yeah.
Brain muscle memory. Yeah, if you can just solve it before you even have time to pull it out of your pants, open your phone, get Touch ID to work for the 18,000th time, and then open the calculator, by the time you've done that, you have the answer in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty incredible. And it doesn't drain your battery.
It drains my mental battery.
It drains my food battery.
I have to eat more Taco Bell, which costs me more money.
And more butt battery.
No, that's fully charged. All the time.
Yeah, it usually drains a lot quicker after Taco Bell.
No, dude, because it keeps refilling. I fart, and there's always another fart in the chamber.
One in the chamber. That's so funny. Oh, that's gross.
Man, one in the chamber.
Yeah, lock, stock, and
one... Two smoking buttholes.
Damn, that was so much better. Fuck.
I know, I'm a better comedian than you. So,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to putting these into practice.
Yes, me too.
I'm looking forward to astounding my friends, dazzling my enemies, and possibly seducing one or both of those.
Yeah, why the hell not?
If I can seduce an enemy using the power of math, I will be...
That sounds probably like the greatest
nerd bar.
That sounds like the pinnacle of human achievement.
I think this guy could easily have been one of those like people that's in like, you know, those tapes where it's like how to use hypnosis to pick up girls.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like how to use magic tricks to pick up girls.
Yeah, how to use math tricks.
Right. It seems like I actually thought that was kind of where this was going to go.
Right.
Like after the show off bit, it was going to go
after the credits. It goes like, all right, this is the After Dark calculator version, and it's all like lady types, like the older lady types, and then he starts doing like
every math problem he does, the answer is 69. And then it's just like, it's just a fucking puddle in there.
That's not what I meant.
I know, but...
That's absolutely not what I meant.
But still,
that's super, picture it. I don't want to picture a man in a lady swamp. Fucking math created Dagobah in the room.
Welcome to the Everglades. What caused it? Math.
That's how we can restore the Everglades.
Get a bunch of ladies who are seduced by math and take Mr. Frederickstein, Scott Flansburgh.
How do you forget it every time? It's a funny name.
Dude, I forget names a lot.
How do you forget Scott Flansburgh?
Quiet, Bobby.
He remembered my name.
Yeah, he did it. Scott Flansburgh.
But
it's like a mountain of flan.
Sir, we found all two women.
I mean, that's... Why the fuck not? That point. And then it's the Everglade.
Yeah, man. Like... I can't think of any situations where this would, like... help me out. Like, a lot. Like, substantially. Right. Again, because we have... calculators in our pockets all the time. The exact thing that our math teachers warned us about that we wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Do they still do that?
Probably not.
Right, because, like, you have a calculator. Mm-hmm.
They still tell you, like, not to use one because you want to learn the basics first. You want to understand how the math works. And then, once I got to middle of high school with calculus, it was like, yeah, use a calculator.
Well, that's big math.
Yeah.
That's big math for big brains.
Yeah, big boy math. Big boy and girl math.
It's big kid math.
Big human math.
I do big math now.
Real human math.
And a real number.
On the number line.
Okay.
You also said he's a wizard.
I said he's a wizard. This man is a witch. Mm-hmm. He must be burned at the stake.
If he were a warlock in Dungeons & Dragons, who would his patron be?
He would not be one. Because he would do the math and he'd be like, a wizard has higher damage potential.
Yeah, that's absolutely
true. Plus, there's no way he'd be able to resist Fireball. Can you imagine how much mental math there would be?
Right. Fireball is just dumping dice on a table and doing a math problem.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just like... 203.
Yep. 110 shorts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't actually know how many, like... The upper limit is 60, right?
A lot of D6.
Because it's 10 D6?
If it's 10 D6, the upper limit is 60, yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere between 60 and Graham's number. That's the nerdiest fucking joke.
I'm going to pop that out next Dungeons & Dragons.
All right, yeah.
And it's going to crack you up and confuse everyone else.
Everyone else will be like, what the fuck is he talking about? Graham crackers? So yeah, that was
how to
turn on the human calculator in you. And my human calculator in me was definitely turned on.
I think I've never been more turned on by math.
It's true. It was sexy math.
You know what? I was ragging on that guy's rat tail in the beginning.
But it was short.
Kind of makes me moist.
It was short. It wasn't like one of those, like, fucking 3 foot long, figure it out goddamn rat tails.
No. This was before that.
Yeah. This was just like a not to cut it. Thing.
Well, this was more of a, like, the remnants of a mullet.
Yes.
The mullet was on its way out for
him, mm-hmm.
and it was just starting to grow back in.
Yes.
Is what I think happened.
Yeah. But yeah, that was fun. Check out Scott Flansburgh's stuff.
To clarify, he had to look at the tape again.
Hey, I did not have to look at the tape to remember Smurf Harrisburg, all right? Yeah, that was right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.